President Donald Trump had something urgent to address while flying back to Washington from his Mar-a-Lago estate on a recent Sunday. It wasn't the Iran war, nor the partial government shutdown over Department of Homeland Security funding. He was focused on a monumental issue of a different kind, hoisting artist renderings of the $400 million White House ballroom he's building, complete with hand-carved, top-of-the-line Corinthian columns. "I'm so busy that I don't have time to do this. I'm fighting wars and other things," Trump said, before extensively detailing plans for what he described as the greatest ballroom anywhere in the world. His divided attention has become a Democratic point of attack, and a concern for some Republicans who worry he's not spending enough time on issues voters care about ahead of November's midterm races. The contrast was clear on Thursday, as Trump flew to Las Vegas to discuss tax cuts for Americans earning tips. His administration was pushing ahead with another splashy project, plans to build a 250-foot triumphal arch near the Lincoln Memorial, complete with a Lady Liberty-like statue and a pair of golden eagles. The president's ability to speak to the concerns of working people has always seemed incongruous with his biography as a billionaire real estate developer, yet his populist policies and focus on the economy during his 2024 campaign helped catapult him back to the White House. Republican strategist Rick Tyler noted that when Trump first ran for president in 2016, his wealth was a selling point, while other people, like Mitt Romney, played down how rich they were. Trump was giving free helicopter rides at the Iowa State Fair. People loved it. Still, Trump's preoccupation with some of the gilded trappings of the presidency, as more Americans worry about bills, has drawn accusations that he's a modern-day Marie Antoinette, fighting wars and surging gas prices. Yet Trump has time to brag about his billionaire-backed ballroom, said Senator Andy Kim of New Jersey in a post on ex-Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom, a potential 2028 presidential hopeful, has been more direct in comparing Trump to the last queen before the French Revolution, who has come to embody extravagant opulence. He even posted an AI-generated image of Trump's face on her body on social media, with the caption, "Trump, Marie Antoinette, says, no healthcare for you peasants, but a ballroom for the Queen." Asked about the comparisons, White House spokesman Davis Ingles said Trump is going to go down in history as the most successful and consequential president in our lifetime. His successes on behalf of the American people will be imprinted upon the fabric of America and will be felt by every other White House that comes after him. The president faced similar critiques during his first term, but lately he's been unabashed in the face of accusations that he's disconnected from Americans' worries about high costs, which could leave Republicans with an uphill battle to retain control of Congress. Republicans have been reluctant to question Trump, though work on the ballroom has been paused by a federal judge until Congress gives approval. The GOP-controlled House and Senate have not prioritized moving the project forward. "I'm not much into architecture," Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said last fall. About two-thirds of Americans said Trump is out of touch with the concerns of most people in the United States today, according to an ABC News, Washington Post, and Ipsos poll from February. The same percentage said the same about the Democratic Party. Presidents are usually removed from voters, separated by layers of security and surrounded by adoring subordinates. In her book, Why Presidents Fail and How They Can Succeed Again, Elaine Kamak argues that presidents get too focused on their own political narratives rather than the public's concerns. Yet when it comes to Trump, all of this stuff is frankly unique to him. She pointed to the ballroom, as well as Trump's other White House renovations, his soon-to-come signature on paper currency, and his plan to rename the Kennedy Center after himself. "It's a reflection, I think, of his own background as a businessman and someone who made his fortune selling his name," said Kamak, who worked in Bill Clinton's White House. While Trump focuses on the ballroom and other Washington projects, some public works projects in other parts of the country have languished. Joe Mayer, the former mayor of Covington, Kentucky, spent years pushing for critical improvements to the Brent Spence Bridge connecting his town with Cincinnati. The project was a top federal priority dating back to Trump's first administration. Federal funds for improvements were approved under President Joe Biden, but held up by a Trump border review. Work is now finally set to begin later this year, though delays will likely limit design options and slow the project. "The ballroom is Washington inside baseball," Mayer said. "The bridge is just a wreck. It's frustration we've been dealing with forever." Trump has also performed populist gestures alongside his gilded projects, promoting new tax deductions for tips. He staged ordering McDonald's to the Oval Office, which he has adorned with gold flourishes. He tipped the grandmother making the delivery $100. When she described large medical bills from her husband's cancer treatments, Trump told her to bring him to an upcoming UFC fight on the White House lawn. When hundreds of farmers were invited to the White House for an agricultural policy speech, they stood on the South lawn beside a tractor that had been painted gold. It drizzled, but Trump stayed dry, addressing them from a covered second-floor balcony. "You don't mind rain," the president told the farmers below. He then flew to Miami for a conference of Saudi investors who, he noted, were too rich to be impressed by U.S. families scrounging to save up $5,000. "I know they're looking like, what the hell is $5,000? Trump joked. Their shoes cost them more than $5,000. When asked in February for his message to young people wanting to buy a home, Trump replied, "Save a little longer. Wait a little longer." Members of the cabinet have also fed the perception that Trump's promised golden age may not be arriving for everyone. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. advised Americans to buy liver instead of beef. "If you go and buy a steak, it's still pretty expensive. But if you buy the cheaper cuts, it's great meat and very affordable. Or liver, or, you know, all these alternatives," he told podcast host Joe Rogan. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said people could still afford meals consisting of a piece of chicken, a piece of broccoli, a corn tortilla, and one other thing. Texas-based Republican consultant Brendan Steinhauser said he thinks Trump can kind of get away with building a ballroom because voters have come to expect that from him as a brash dealmaker and businessman. But Steinhauser said he worries that dramatic increases in gas prices and potentially weakening economy could resonate with voters. Ahead of the midterms, he said, Democrats could score points by trying to make it more about Trump and his oligarch friends. Associated Press writers Lindley Sanders in Washington and Ali Swinson in New York contributed to this report.